The answer is a firm maybe yes, maybe no. This afternoon's weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a few sunny breaks. So while the odds are against us, the length of time the eclipse will be visible might make the chances of catching one of those sunny breaks greater. The actual eclipse begins at about 2:07 when the moon begins its journey across the face of the sun, and then it reaches the maximum at about 3:20. It's all over around 4:30, so it's about a 2.5-hour event from beginning to end. In North Bay, the moon will cover about 92% of the sun. There'll still be this little sliver of sun showing on one side. Of course, you can see it from any location, but the North Bay Astronomy Club is setting up at the waterfront, and they'll have eclipse glasses available in exchange for a donation to the food bank. See, North Bay Astronomy Club to host eclipse viewing event at waterfront even if it's cloudy. The event is still worthy of your attention. Cloudy or clear, it will gradually get nighttime like dark. It should be pretty dark, Dave Roscoe of the Astronomy Club tells Bay Today. The difference between a total eclipse and almost a total eclipse is quite a big difference. It's not really the same thing at all, but we should still see quite a difference. It's a weird kind of light. It bears repeating though, do not look at the sun directly without proper protection. Keep your fingers crossed, it's going to be an interesting day.